Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think the question I get asked the most about the scriptures at this parish is whether St. Mary Magdalene is the same Mary we heard in the Gospel today. The answer is, we think. The scriptures are not clear. Many scholars go back and forth, but many, many, many saints are very much the opinion that's the same Mary. Mary Bethany and Mary Magdalene are the same woman. Let's get a brief sketch of this, our patroness. Mary Magdalene was once a sinful woman, and then Jesus came into her life and cast out 7 demons. After that, grateful, she came before the Lord, anointed his feet with oil, crying, and bathed them with her tears. And Jesus said, "This woman has loved much because she has been forgiven much." After that, we find ourselves at our gospel today when Mary, along with her sister Martha and brother Lazarus, are hosting Jesus at their home in Bethany. Some scholars think that maybe Mary Magdala was off in Magdala while she was off sinning and came back to Bethany once she converted. We see the heart of who she is today in the gospel. She's just before the Lord at his feet, not saying anything, but just captivated and just so happy to be with him. After this, we know the story when her brother Lazarus dies. And she comes weeping before Jesus, along with Martha, to come back to see the brother who has died. And Jesus raises Lazarus from the tomb. Soon after that, they host another meal for him. And again, Mary bathes Jesus' feet and anoints them with oil, preparing him for his burial. Mary Magdalene is there at the foot of the cross. And then finally, Mary Magdalene goes to do her thing, again, to anoint Jesus' body after he's died and is buried, but doesn't find his body because he's been raised. Mary Magdalene is the first to announce that Jesus is risen. Mary Magdalene, / Mary of Bethany, same person, is our patroness. This woman who loved Jesus so much. Jesus freed her from her captivity, forgave her of her sins, and had the joy of just being with him in his ministry, at his death, at his resurrection, was just there with him. And she lived from there, this place utterly captivated by the person of Jesus. That for Mary Magdalene, there is nothing, no one else but Jesus. He came into her life and changed everything. And our gospel today just shows her heart. Mary Magdalene is just the one who wants to sit at his feet, just wants to be there with him, just is so captured by him. She lives from Jesus and for Jesus completely, that for her, there is no one else but him. A little tidbit, at the resurrection, when Jesus hid and asks, "Why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" And she says, "If you've taken him, show me." As if for her, there's no one else she could possibly be talking about. Of course, she's talking about Jesus, because there's no one else in her life. Mary Magdalene's so captured by him. We celebrate her feast this coming Tuesday. Everyone come back Tuesday evening for our celebration. But we also have St. Martha. She's a saint. She's wonderful. But today we see how she had to learn a lesson from Jesus. Mary, Martha, Lazarus host Jesus, and I'm sure at first Martha just wanted to love Jesus so much. And the way she wanted to do that was, I'm going to prepare dinner for him. I'm going to welcome him, be hospitable. Good things. Really good things. But somewhere from the beginning of, I want to love Jesus by serving him, by welcoming him, somewhere along that path, it changed from, I want to love him by doing these things, into, I've just got to do these things. I've got to cook the dinner, clean the house, do these things next. And for all of us, it turns into, I've got to pick up the kids, clean the laundry, prepare the homily, get everything done, do all the work, and do the homework. And it just becomes things to do, things to check the box off. And we forget that it's how I wanted to love Jesus in the first place. I think it's reasonable to imagine that Martha wanted to love Jesus by doing these things. But we know that she got lost in it. We can see that clearly because Mary is loving Jesus by just being with him, just listening to him well. And Martha's trying to love Jesus, but loses sight of that because she says, Lord, tell her to help me. I have work to do, and she's not doing that. And Jesus calmly shifts her gaze back. That Mary's loving me in this moment. Martha, you were doing well. You were trying to love me by what you're doing, but you've lost sight of that. So Martha, Martha, there is need of only one thing. That one thing is Jesus. The one thing is always Jesus. But Martha learns her lesson. I didn't know this until this week. We have the scriptures that Martha later learned how to love and not lose sight of loving Jesus. Later on, when they host Jesus again for the second time, after Lazarus is raised from the dead, we read that 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was there, and Mary was there anointing his feet. But it just says, calmly, Martha served. The scriptures don't say, Jesus had to again say, Martha, Martha, we've been over this, come on. It doesn't say that at all. It just says calmly, Martha served. Lazarus was there. Mary anointed his feet again. They're just loving him how they know how to. And scriptures seem to imply just, it's actually a blessed moment. That Martha's serving her, serving him, and it's good. It seems that Martha's learned how to love in that. She's learned how to love Jesus by doing those tasks without losing sight of loving Jesus. To do that, lastly, we do that by coming from Jesus and for Jesus. We have to start with Mary Magdalene and then end by being a Martha. We come from Jesus by just taking time with him every day. Without that, it's not possible to love Jesus in our day-to-day actions. The rector of the seminary, the priest in charge of 150 seminarians, making sure we're raised to become priests, Monsignor Baker, every week for 4 years, without end, would ask us the question, gentlemen, are you living your holy hour? And the response was, yes, Monsignor, every single week. Because he wanted us to learn to not only pray your holy hour in the morning, but also to live it every day. Now, it doesn't have to be an hour, but we have to live from our time with Jesus. We have to take time every morning to be Mary, just to love Jesus by just being with him and listening to his word. And then we live from Jesus and for Jesus the rest of the day. Whether it's laundry, kids, work, homework, whatever it is, it almost doesn't matter. If that's how Jesus has asked you to love him, then that moment can be an opportunity to love Jesus. We love from him in our time with him, and we live love for him in every action we do. That everything we have doesn't have to be just a task, not just a box to check off. It can be, it has to be, how Jesus is asking us to love him. Let us ask Mary and Martha for that grace to transform everything from just a task, just something I have to do, into living from love with Jesus and doing every task for love of Jesus.